Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the DDP. Acts chapter 7, continuing the verse-by-verse study of Stephen's address to the high priest. They're not real happy with Stephen. They accuse him of blasphemy by saying that Jesus of Nazareth is going to destroy the temple and the customs. Actually, as we said the last few days, I think that's probably what Stephen was saying. Let's continue his message in verse 9. The patriarchs, becoming envious, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him and delivered him out of all his troubles and gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now, we covered that yesterday. Here's new material. Verse 11. Now, a famine and great trouble. The word trouble there is from the Greek word for affliction. Famine and great affliction came over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and our fathers found no sustenance. But when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. Now, notice Stephen's calling them our fathers. He's speaking to a Jewish audience. He doesn't even say Jacob's sons, because the fathers of Israelites are these sons of Jacob. And the second time, Joseph was made known to his brothers, and Joseph's family became known to the Pharaoh. Then Joseph sent and called his father Jacob and all his relatives to him, 75 people, or 70 people, according to Exodus 1, whenever we get an accurate count. So Jacob went down to Egypt, and he died, he and our fathers, and they were carried back to Shechem and laid in the tomb that Abraham brought for a sum of money from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem. Now, Stephen has skipped an enormous amount of the story, not because it's not important or not relevant, but because he's giving a timeline of Israel. Now he's going to go into the Moses story. But when the time of the promise drew near, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt till another king arose who did not know Joseph. This man dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our forefathers, making them expose their babies so that they might not live. Now we know that this is the incident in which Pharaoh has heard that a redeemer has been born in Israel. And so he demands the Hebrew baby boys to be left out to exposure so that they would die. At this time, verse 20, at this time Moses was born and was well pleasing to God, and he was brought up in his father's house for 3 months. But when he was set out, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and brought him up as her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and deeds. Now when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended and avenged him who was oppressed, and struck down the Egyptian, for he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand, but they did not understand. I want to stop there. When Stephen tells this story, he leaves the indication that Moses had already felt himself to be a deliverer. And I agree with this. Not that my agreement or disagreement makes much difference, but a lot of times when we think of the Moses story, we think he flees Egypt and he doesn't see himself as a redeemer. And sometimes that's because we have the Charlton Heston Ten Commandments playing through our head. But I think Moses knew he was the man for the job before he ever left Egypt. His backside of the desert was not really running from God. It was running from Egypt. He was trying to get Egypt out of him. And it would work. It'd take 40 years, and then it would take just as much time to get Egypt out of Israel when he brought them out. I know there's a lot of reading involved in our study because we have to tell the story the way it's told in the scriptures. We'll continue this tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.